This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Getting ready for game four of the second round series between the Caps and the Hurricanes. Canes up 2-1 after winning on Saturday night 4-0. Mm-hmm. Is the season on the line tonight for the Washington Capitals? We want to hear from you fans at 800-636-1067. A couple people tweeted us. By the way, some people just amazed at that pronunciation of Alex Ovechkin.
Oh, it's mind-blowing.
I was talking about it with the boys behind the glass during the break. Like, if you just plucked somebody randomly and said, name one hockey player, there's a good chance they name Ovechkin.
Right. Especially in this town.
And they pronounce it correctly.
Right. Or just call him Ovi. Just call him by his nickname if you have a hard time with the pronunciation, which you shouldn't because he's been here for 20 years.
Did he call him Chavechkin?
I feel like we need to have that like recorded
that should
posterity's sake.
Yes.
Like put that on
just
the replay
machine.
Need a
laugh. Machine. Play that. So Caps down 2-1. Is their season on the line? 800-636-1067. Here are a couple tweets. No way we beat them three straight if we're down 3-1. That's one perspective. Another one, Ryan tweets us, because the chances of winning three in a row on a very good Carolina team will be extremely low. Yes. Tie the series tonight knowing you only have to take two out of the next three.
It's the season.
Season's on the line tonight.
Yes.
Sorry, it just is. It's on the line.
Even though there's been over 30 teams that have come back in the NHL.
I think it's a tough matchup for them. I think it's going to be hard for them to pull it out, win three straight if they lose tonight. And they could definitely win, but it's going to take big-time effort. And honestly, it's got to be more than just Tom Wilson. Stromer's got to step up. Ovi's got to step up. All the guys, Cakes. All the key contributors.
I mean, Ovi's
McMichael,
Dowder. Ovi's been a donut in this series.
Carlson.
He's got no points.
Ovi's
got
to do something.
You know what?
No goals, no assists.
We need that. I mean, how many points did he have this year? Like 68, 69? I mean, he had a ton of points. He had like 40-some goals,
yeah,
29.
Yeah.
He had a huge season.
Yes.
Like close to 70 points.
And he was a big factor in the Montreal series. He hasn't been against Carolina.
He could even get me going like he did in that shift a couple games ago where he was just knocking guys all over the ice. Just like, at least do that.
Yeah, be physical.
At least do that.
He has
knock them off their stride.
He's upped his shots in each of the games in this series, but none have connected. He's had 1, 3, and 4 in the three games.
Right, right. But I do think that definitely the season is on the line, and I think you're going to see that kind of effort.
So in game three, first 25 to 30 minutes of the game, the Caps managed to control the game and slow down the Hurricanes' attack. Now, what I've read about, because I didn't notice it watching the game, is Brind'Amour made some switches to his matchups. And that's the whole deal when you have home ice, when there's you've got the last line change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, can the Capitals counter some of these switches in matchups? The other thing is they had a bunch of icings. So whenever you have an icing, then they're the face-offs in your end.
Yes.
And that's from that Carolina pressure. Like if they're in your zone for a minute and you have, you know, tired guys out on the ice and you need a line change, you're going to flip the puck down the ice to try to get the fresh guys on, and that's going to result in an icing.
And the one
and thing it brings you, it back into your zone.
The one thing you don't want to do is start in your zone with Carolina.
Probably not. It's probably not.
Chances are they're going to keep it there for a while.
Not recommended.
No.
All right, let's make some of these calls. Want to hear from you. We kind of insulted Caps fans earlier. They started to respond. How are you feeling about tonight? I think we all agree, basically. Yeah. The season's on the line tonight.
Of course.
I mean, the likelihood of you losing tonight and then pulling off three in a row. Come on, let's be honest.
Even the most confident of Caps fans going in, I wonder where they stand. Like, let's say on a scale of 1 to 100, you're puffing your chest, totally confident that they're going to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, beat Carolina in the series 4-2, 4-1, whatever you thought going in. Where are those people at right now?
They're at best, it's 50-50. They're at best 50-50. All right, let's go to Dave in Raleigh. 800-636-1067. Come on. You gotta rise up here, Caps fans. Represent, good or bad. Where are you right now?
Selection.
Dave, what's up?
That was awful, by the way, that guy.
Unreal, right?
It was hard to listen to. But listen, thanks for getting me on, guys. Listen, I have, first of all, I don't think the sky is falling. I think they can draw from the first period last game. But I want to put two things out there that I think they need to do. And I don't think either one of them is a very popular opinion. So bear with me here. I think that Ovi is past his prime to be on the power play for the full 2 minutes. If you guys recall, when he went out last year or this year with his leg injury, they were not very good. They were bottom third of the league in the power play. Mm-hmm. He went out, and they moved the puck around. They finished respectable. I think when he's out there, they got a guy guarding him. That essentially takes away half the ice. It's a lot easier to defend. That's number one. Number two, I think, you guys made a point earlier. We've scored really 3 goals in 3 games. We need more offense. Leonard did, even though he didn't score, he created some chances. I think Eller is a little bit slower. I know he was big for us back in 18, but I think Ryan Leonard, he played center in college. I'd like to see him on that third line with Mand. And I forget the other guy on the third line. But I'd like to see those two things happen. I think we need a jolt of energy.
Do you actually think he will do it? He'll pull the trigger and bring Leonard back?
I actually think he will. Look, Ovi sat in game 2. Remember, if you guys remember, we were holding on to the lead.
Yeah,
it was a 1-goal game. He sat the last 5 minutes. So I think the coach Carbs is willing to do things like that. Yeah.
What about the Frank kid?
Ethan Frank.
He sat for too long. Look, I did like him, but I don't know. You got to pull. Who are you going to pull? If you're going to put him in, who are you going to pull out?
I don't know. You know better than me.
Radish.
You know better than me for sure.
Guys, it's not falling. We got to win tonight. There's no doubt we got to win tonight. But
Frank just hasn't played much.
Thank
I'm looking.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm looking at his game log.
Yeah, but he does provide speed. That's the one thing.
He played 4 games.
Yeah, I feel like in the middle of the season he was. I don't know. He was a presence.
Oh, no, that was no. April, he played 2 games.
Yeah.
How many played 4 games in March.
March, yeah.
Doesn't it seem like Duhame's always in the box?
He's racking up the PIMs.
I just feel like he's always in the PIM category. I mean, I haven't looked, but
he's always in the box. Did you answer him? Answer him. His phone's terrible.
Yeah, just looking at Duhame's game logs. Now, he's only had 1 penalty in this series, but in the Montreal series, he had 1, 2, 3, 4. He had 4 in the Montreal series.
Yeah, he's tied with Dubois, not Luc Dubois, with 10 penalty minutes.
For penalty minutes, yeah.
Yes.
Pierre-Luc.
Got to cut down on the penalties.
Willie leads the team with penalties in the postseason.
Not surprised.
Surprisingly, Mangiapane second with 12.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Columbia, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Jeff, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
It's going to go to game 7. Everybody just has to be patient. These teams are extremely well-matched. They put on an amazing show in the first period. They just couldn't get it done, and they were deflated. He'll be fine.
So you think that? So you agree with Carbs? He doesn't think he really needs to change anything. It's going to be same lineup, same approach.
That's correct.
I like this guy's laissez-faire attitude towards.
He's pretty chill.
Yeah, he is. I like.
Are you going to be this chill if they lose?
I need
tonight?
To be more like him.
They will take care of business. We rely on your Capitals.
Right. Okay, so, he just right. got
what to do.
He's got all right. He's,
this is
he's,
kind of
no, rationale. No rationale.
Very businesslike. But, yeah.
I know some people want to bury Ovi, and I brought it up at the top
Ovi.
Of the show that he's been quiet in this mm-hmm. series.
I don't want to bury him. I want him to play well.
But isn't he due?
It's kind of due.
Kind of, yeah.
Carberry seemed kind of chill about it. He was asked after the last game, and he says he actually said that it was probably their best game, the first line.
Mm-hmm.
He says they get the one chance off the face-off on the back door. Ovi gets a couple at the net front.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall just his line, Stromer's line, relies a lot on entries and creating off of entries, and you're just not going to get very many of those against the Carolina Hurricanes with their gap control and the length and the size of their D. And what he added was, he says, they have to really, really work in the offensive zone on the forecheck, creating off of a face-off play, whatever it might be. You're going to have to beat someone.
So he's saying it's a grind for them to play the way they want against this Carolina team.
It takes a ton of effort to do that.
Yeah.
A ton. It wears your ass out.
I'm eerily calm because when everyone else is panicking, for whatever reason, I can't stop thinking about Cakes and calling this team a corpse in the
2018.
In 2018 during the cup run.
I did do that.
That's when they were down 2-0.
Yeah, but he hasn't Columbus. Done that yet. He hasn't done
that's
that
Columbus.
Yet.
That's Columbus.
I for whatever reason, it just makes me feel like these are long wars. And that if you're up 3-1, 3-2, 2-0, it doesn't really mean anything.
That was their last 2-1 deficit, by the way, in the playoffs.
I just can't stop thinking about Cakes.
All right. Glad I'm on your mind all the time.
And putting the curse on them, yeah. And how they you can come back from these deficits.
Well, I mean, you can understand I was scarred by many, many years of playoff disappointments and failures
mm-hmm.
in 2018.
I think
I just saw it unfolding the same exact way. Yes.
I think they're gonna tweak some stuff. You know, I said Ryan Leonard, but Cakes I think brought up, let's call him what you should call him, Beauvler.
Beauvler, yeah. That's my guy.
Beauvler.
I love him.
Because your name is John Auville.
I love him. I love, except when he fanned on the open net. I wasn't loving him that much then.
In the Canadian series, he was on the top line with Strome and Ovi.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved him off of that line and put Protas on the line. So, you know, they're gonna tweak some stuff.
How about this? I'm just trying to figure out. Whoever wins this wins the series. I kind of like
whoever
that.
Whoever wins it wins the
whoever
cup?
Wins tonight. No,
has,
no, the series.
Oh, wins
whoever
the
wins
okay.
tonight wins
well,
the wins the series.
Carolina definitely. Caps.
I think because if we win tonight, then we'll have home ice.
Then they have the edge.
And I think they can close it out.
So if you're messing,
you gotta win tonight. Though.
If you're messing with that front first line, what would you do? The top line. So here's Protas has yet to record a single 5-on-5 shot attempt playing with Ovi and Strome. In the two games of the Carolina series. Meanwhile, Beauvillier doesn't have a point in his last four games after starting the playoffs on a four-game point streak when he was playing with those guys.
Didn't Leonard lead the team with three shots? Was that in game two? One of those games, I remember, we did a trivia thing.
The game that he lost, that was game one.
So game one.
Yeah, game one.
Because he's been benched the last two.
I'm telling you, I might
Bovey barely played in this game, in the game three.
That
yeah, because they moved him
forward.
Because they moved him down the line.
Yeah, he barely played.
He's got a little jump to his game.
Man's barely played. Yeah, I agree.
But you could use this matchup.
Whoever wins tonight wins the series.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to
like that.
I can't
like that.
Well, I would agree with you if Carolina wins. I'm not sure about that.
I can't declare winning the series if they just even it tonight. It's too early.
They'd be in a great spot if they can.
Too early.
Well, that's what they want. They want
a great spot if they can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, when we come back and tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment, when we come back.
Let's do it. I just wanted to check real quick. Remember when we put up the poll of the day?
Surfside poll.
If it's a must win tonight,
of course it's a must win.
It's got to be 95%. Yes, must win.
94%.
Thank you.
94%.
I know my polls.
Say yes. 800-636.
Don't flip that up.
1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll shift gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.